In this bulletin, Catherine's lockdown extended as the Northern Territory attempts to curb its coronavirus spread. Tensions over the South China Sea spill over into ASEAN talks, and the Brit Awards to scrap gender-based music prizes from 2022. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. A COVID-19 lockdown in the Northern Territory town of Catherine has been extended due to a growing virus threat among the Indigenous population. It's the second time the lockdown has been lengthened, with residents only able to leave home for essential reasons. The nearby remote Aboriginal communities of Binjari and Rockhole are also under a lockdown order, but coronavirus restrictions have eased in Robinson River. Chinese President Xi Jinping has told ASEAN leaders that his government would not bully its smaller regional neighbours amid rising tension over the South China Sea. Beijing's territorial claims over the sea clash with those of several Southeast Asian nations and have raised alarm from the United States and Japanese governments. Mr. Xi says China won't take advantage of its size to coerce smaller countries.
Let us keep in mind people's yearning for a happy life and shoulder the mission of the times of maintaining peace and promoting development. Let's go forward hand in hand and continue to work hard. Let's build a closer China-ASEAN community with a shared future and jointly create a more prosperous and beautiful region and world.
A controversial plan to enhance religious discrimination protections will go before the coalition's joint party room meeting today. The Liberals and Nationals are expected to endorse the bill, which seeks to protect those making religious belief statements if they do not harass or vilify others. The reworked bill will also enable religious schools to choose to employ staff based on their faith, overriding state laws. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor hasn't seen the bill and the government has not sought his party's support for it. Overseas, and at least 6 children injured when a speeding vehicle ploughed into a Christmas parade in the US state of Wisconsin remain in a critical condition in hospital. 5 people were killed and more than 40 others hurt in the incident in the town of Waukesha, about 30 kilometres west of Milwaukee. Police say they've recovered a suspect's vehicle and a person of interest is in custody. Medical Director of Children's Wisconsin Pediatric Intensive Care Unit, Dr. Michael Meyer, says 3 sets of siblings are among those being treated in the hospital.
Currently, we have 6 patients who we list in critical condition. 3 that are in serious and 1 that is in fair. We also have 8 other patients that are listed in fair condition that are not in the intensive care unit and are in other units within the hospital.
An investigation has revealed what it calls overwhelming evidence that former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo engaged in sexual harassment. Mr. Cuomo resigned in August to avoid a likely impeachment trial in the wake of another inquiry suggesting he sexually harassed at least 11 women. The Democrat has denied he intended to touch anyone inappropriately and says he did not mean to cause discomfort with sexual remarks. He's also requested that investigators hand over evidence against him, but the Judiciary Committee says Mr. Cuomo is not entitled to see it. The Brit Awards will no longer have male and female categories, handing out gender-neutral prizes to musicians from next year. The 2022 ceremony will feature 4 new awards to be determined by public vote, and the Song of the Year prize will also recognise featured artists. The Brit Academy is promising to celebrate artists for their music, rather than how they identify. Brit Chair Tom March says it's important to evolve and remain inclusive. And now for a look at today's weather. Cloud clearing in Perth and 25 degrees. A shower or 2 in Adelaide, also 25. Partly cloudy in Melbourne and 26. Similar conditions in Hobart and 22 degrees. A shower or 2 in Canberra and 19. Showers in Wollongong and 21. Similar conditions in Sydney and 24 degrees. A shower or 2 in Newcastle, also 24. A similar forecast for Brisbane and 26. Mostly sunny in Cairns and 34 degrees. And a possible storm in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.